time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hi, Fred Nelson for Community Comment. I hope that everyone had a pleasant Thanksgiving. With the topsy-turvy world that we live in, I know that sometimes it is hard to focus on the good things in life, and I hope that you found something positive to be thankful for. My wife and I are fortunate to be with the majority of our family, and we are most thankful for that. Our nation's attention has been drawn to the problems of accepting some of the world's refugees, namely refugees from Syria. Many here in the United States do not want to accept those from Syria without a thorough vetting process. The problem, vetting someone who does not have a known background to investigate, leaves one suspicious as to how many terrorists have infiltrated the groups of innocent refugees with the intent of destroying the United States from within, if given a chance. Another question in my mind is how much does it cost to accept a refugee so he or she can set up housekeeping in the United States? We know that there is the cost of the vetting process, the transportation costs from another country, the cost of feeding and housing, first on the short term, then once located, the feeding and housing for the long term. All this adds up to a large amount of money to be paid by, you guessed it, the taxpayer. So there you have it. Big bucks spent to accept people who have been removed from their way of life to completely different surroundings. With nationwide unemployment, are these people going to be employed at the expense of our citizens? First, the jobs started moving overseas. Now, overseas moves in to take more of the jobs that are left. By this time, some of you are thinking that I have no concern for foreigners. You are very wrong. I wish that we could feed and house the displaced people of the world, but we cannot take on such a project. Our first concern should be our own citizen refugees, better known to you as our nation's homeless. We want to spend a large amount of money to bring people to the United States while more or less ignoring our own down-and-out citizens. We give food and shelter to foreign refugees while our homeless are left to the elements. To me, this is criminal. Spending the money to help our able-bodied recover lost lives and to care for those with mental and physical disorders should be uppermost in the mind of all United States citizens. Why double the problem by adding to the unemployment situation? We have many charitable organizations that work day and night to do what they can to help our own. Will they be able to handle an increased workload brought about by arriving refugees? Fred Nelson for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.